Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
We're still waiting for C.J. Stroud to clear, and I think there's a real question as to whether he would go on Thursday night against Buffalo. I think there's a real possibility C.J. Stroud will miss his third straight game, and it'll be Davis Mills again on Thursday night.
Adam Schefter. Again, the Texans are supposed to practice today, and we'll find out if there's any sort of change on that front. Texans over the Titans in a close one yesterday. So Houston now is, I mean, they're 5-5.
Mm-hmm.
They're in it. Kansas City is 5-5. Baltimore is 5-5. All on the outside of the AFC playoff picture with seven teams at winning records, including Jacksonville, which buried the Chargers in the biggest blowout of the day yesterday. Classic Chargers. What a hilarious bit that they've been going with for decades. Whenever you think they might be good, this.
Or to Jacksonville, too.
I know. Just like.
not the Chiefs. Not, you know, Jacksonville.
Favored at Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Pretty bad. Football Monday on WGR. Eric Wood at 4. Sal at 4:30 today. The Sabres are home tonight to Edmonton. Pre-game at 6. Let's go to Rick here. Hi, Rick.
Hi, how you guys doing today?
Great. Thank you for calling.
I got a couple questions for you. You think Keon Coleman's on his way out of Buffalo?
Yes.
And he might be a bust. I don't want to prejudge him. And what did you guys think of Gabe Davis? I thought he looked pretty good yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, I think it worked. Davis, there's a comfort there. No accident right away in the game. Allen on a scramble finds Davis. Like they have an ability to work together in that way. So I don't think there's any reason to take him back out as long as he came through the game healthy. And yeah, I think Coleman is in real trouble. I'm sitting here today. I don't know about everyone's health. I think if they have enough people who played yesterday who are healthy, I don't think Coleman goes right back in. They may want to just sort of see if he gets the message or whatever, but I think to get to the point where you make him inactive, this has been bubbling around for long enough, and McDermott had enough, and they made a move. It doesn't mean he has to be gone forever, but unless he really does something dramatic to change their view of him right now, which to me is, we don't trust you. I mean, you hear Deion Dawkins talking after the game yesterday. Those are big, tough words. Time to grow up is basically what Dawkins said. I mean, he said it in a kinder voice than I just used, but the message matters here. So if he doesn't, it sounds to me like he's got work to do to earn their trust back, to get in the lineup, to then, let alone be trusted to make plays. So I think, yes, you could. We could be overreacting, but I'd been hearing for a while that they were really frustrated with him because of his lack of attention to details and being where he's supposed to be when he's supposed to be there. So I think his spot on this roster is in peril. Yes.
I wouldn't say different, but, you know, thinking about the Davis side of that and Mecole Hardman, I'm not going to sound as enthusiastic as your friends maybe necessarily about this, because this is not trading for Jaylen Waddle. Like, this is this is diving into waivers and your practice squad. And, you know, if Davis pushes all the right buttons, chemistry and, you know, professional, all the kinds of things that we liked about Davis when he was here, then great. But I'm not ready to assume it's going to dramatically change their passing game or their offense just because he isn't Coleman. But yesterday was a very good day for them, and Davis was a part of that. Somebody had him for first touchdown and kind of went off his hands.
That's really too bad. Yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate
that's
the
close
the sentiments.
Close call there. Yeah.
20 for 560.
Yeah, that would have been nice.
That's
a nice hit.
Plus 20. Well,
and I mean,
it wasn't.
It was very close. Yeah, he's never been my favorite, but I think it's important to remember, or maybe even, I don't know, for what it matters to people out there, where we stood on Davis. Like, I mostly just never wanted to pay him a second contract. I didn't think that was going to be a good idea. And I think it did not go well in Jacksonville with him getting big money. But him being on the roster never was a huge problem to me. I just didn't want to pay him. When it was time to pay him, to me, that was time to walk away. And so I supported that decision. Him back now, like, I'm also not expecting him to elevate the Bills' passing game through the roof. He was never, you know, he said, you know, he's had his big days and big plays here. But he was never that guy to me that was going to, like, push this passing game to, you know, just unforeseen heights or something. But in a role, I think he has a place. And I do think the trust factor is a big deal. Like, he'll you know, just wait. If he plays regularly, he'll drop the ball. Like, that happened. It happened when he was here the first time. But he's going to show up. He's going to be where he's supposed to be. And the quarterback believes in him to get open when he is running around off script. And so he will look for him and find him. And I don't think Allen has that kind of faith in Coleman at all. I think Allen starts running around and Coleman is just a sinkhole to him. So there's value in that. I mean, again, I don't want to live off script, but that's a part of the chaos. That's a part of what yesterday was. Off script worked for you well enough.
You know what else was interesting about their putting up that game? Allen's over 300, three passing touchdowns, 44 points, no Kincaid, no Coleman. What was Shakir? One for minus three. And sample size. But Shakir has been a part of the problem for me, imagining the Bills evolving into the passing offense we all dream about, because he's on the field a lot. He runs many more. Yesterday, even, it was 68% of the routes. I mean, more than two out of three. And he had one catch for negative yardage. He's blocking other possibilities in his role, just as Kincaid is, and Coleman by his draft status kind of was. So if you're willing, and this is not to say that Shakir rather will be reduced necessarily, but if you're willing to swallow hard and kind of forget about who everybody was, what you're paying everybody, just sort of like, all right, what's our best recipe right now, then maybe all these guys get, to different degrees, not a demotion, but have a lesser role in terms of targets. Like, I don't know, maybe Shavers ends up being somebody that gives you a big play element more than just like once a year, you know? Does Davis get targets? They're throwing to the running backs again yesterday after doing that in Miami, I think somewhat out of desperation in Miami. And then you have Palmer, and that didn't really hit yesterday, but I think he's important to them.
Yeah. I think if Coleman weren't, if he didn't represent what he represents, I think he would have been on the bench sooner. But they I think, would be, there's two things you might be trying to accomplish here. You know, ideally, he becomes a productive, helpful member of your receiving corps. So you want to keep playing him. You also want to keep playing him so as to not crater whatever he's worth. Because at least if he's on the field and playing but not producing, teams could, like, well, you know, the situation, he didn't have chemistry with the quarterback, not a scheme fit, we'll use him in the slot, whatever. Some team out there that liked him just fine in the draft process could still maybe, you know, you maintain his value and maybe you can do some business in the offseason. You pull him out of the lineup, and this is important to remember moving forward about when and if he returns to the lineup, because they do have a business to run. Yes, they want to win games and put their best guys on the field, but they also, I think, if they have reached a point of no return with him, I think still would want to recoup something. I mean, he was the first pick of the second round. So I think he'll play again. I just don't think it'll be on a short week coming off of that game.
Mm-hmm. And there usually are injuries, too, to have to deal with.
Might already be one with Hardman.
Hardman. Just kind of surreal. It's just weird that we're at a point right now that we're talking about Hardman perhaps in the past tense off an injury or the fumble or just, wait, when did you get here? Oh, you're gone?
Just right, like, right.
I mean, he's not gone, but just moves. It moves like it moves. Here's Jordan next. Hi, Jordan.
Hey, Shelby, Bulldog, Happy Bills, Victor Monday. How we doing, fellas?
Great. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, man, no problem. Just real quick on Gabe. You know, it's funny you guys are just talking about the past, right? Happy that Gabe is back with us. I feel like that guy is hungry as ever. Granted, you know, we're the team that drafted him. He's the guy that we took a leap on him. What was it, round five a couple years back? But, you know, we're literally all he knows. I mean, the poor guy got hurt in Jacksonville, whatnot. But I feel like that guy is happy to be back home. He's comfortable. And I feel like the best thing for Josh right now is comfort, right? Going back to the guys he's used to, throwing it, you know, hoping the guys are there in the spot they're supposed to be. I just feel like that everything with Keon has been a little bit of a question mark. Granted, you know, we took him in the first or second round, and, you know, we'll see what he can do. I feel for the guy, but he's got to figure it out himself. And why not give it to Gabe? If he's hungry and ready to go, let him do it. Let him do his thing. And I think he's going to be great for us down the road. You know, he's big game Gabe for a reason, and I got a good feeling about it. So I'll hang up and let you guys chit-chat about it. But I think he's where he needs to be right now.
Okay. I guess we'll find out. Thanks, Jordan. Eric Wood coming up at 4. Your boy Michael Penix is hurt.
Yeah. Yeah. That hasn't gone well. No. At least it's not the knee that he hurt twice in his 6-year college career.
I guess that's good.
Is that a silver lining? I don't even it's a lining.
You know, it's really not fair.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Maybe it is. you have in the draft a trade that most of the people, at least in my world, the people I respect their analysis when it comes to the draft. I'm not talking about people that say, oh, you can't grade the draft for 3 years. Well, what's the point of doing it in 3 years? You're not supposed to know the future. It's about process and draft value and like knowing what to do and what's ridiculous. Houston made a trade with Arizona. Wasn't it Arizona?
Mm-hmm.
To get up for Will Anderson when they drafted Stroud. And they won their division. They were not predicted to, but they won their division. And Stroud might have been the offensive rookie of the year. And Anderson, I don't know if he was defensive rookie of the year, but he was really good.
He was in the running, yeah.
And they have this like unforeseen good season. You don't hear a lot about this trade that was pretty bad math by the Texans to do that for a defensive player. However, Atlanta, not as high rent, but does almost the same thing with the Rams in this draft. And here they are at 3-7, and the quarterback's out, and maybe London's going to be out,
mm-hmm.
and it's a disaster of a season. Nobody's even really that good there. The Bills win is their one good game. Yeah. Miami blows them out at home. 3-7, and they're down their guys. Maybe they pack it in, and you look at the draft order, and the Rams have their pick.
Yeah.
And right now it's eighth. Because you had to have that second edge rusher in the first round.
And the Rams
round.
Are every bit of the Super Bowl contender, whatever. They're among the most elite teams in the league this year.
It takes a lot of the fun out of the conversation about the Falcons, you know, like, well, should they just tank it and get a top five pick? But they won't get it. They won't get the pick.
Right.
Because the Rams have the picks. So they have no incentive. You could like this. We don't want to see teams try to lose, generally, but they have no incentive to lose games because of the fact that they made that trade. So when it's like this, a lot of my Twitter is, hey, everybody remember this? Falcons traded away that pick?
Yeah, in fact, the incentive would be to avoid having as good a pick as, right? They're going to be the opposite. They're going to be going hard in week 16, 17, and 18 trying to avoid having a top 10 pick.
Because of how it looks?
Yeah.
Because they'll still have higher picks in other rounds.
Right, it's going to be the Rams pick no matter what, but if it's 15th, you know, that looks a little better on you. But if, like, the draft starts and the Rams are, like, on the screen already, well, you just sit down with your bowl of chips to watch the draft, like, oh, the Rams are on the clock? What?
Didn't they just win?
Right. Didn't they win 13 games?
Yeah, Atlanta, not good. Eric Wood coming up at 4 here on WGR.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.